Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to an NBA Futures extravaganza. This is, I think, maybe our third annual, maybe fourth annual Futures contest. If it's your first time listening to this contest, the way it will work, we have each prepared 10 NBA Futures bets, and we will be tracking those throughout the season to see how we fare. This can be anything on the board. We use DraftKings as our sports book of choice, and this could be, you know, MVP, individual awards. This could be team totals. It could be conference winners, division winners, different, you know, specialty type bets. Basically, if it's on the board, it's eligible. And so we have $1,000 to spread across these 10 bets. You can allocate that money any which way you would like, as long as it doesn't exceed $1,000. And then at the end of the season, we'll see who won what. You know, let's go through the results last year just for fun. What happened. Brantley, total payout 360. Ty, total payout 950. Kraft, total payout 1475. Will, total payout 1685.24. Oh my gosh, no way. So looking forward to this season to see if any of y'all can, you know, dethrone whoever keeps winning these. I don't know. But
do you feel good right now?
I'm feeling really good.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay, fade everything I say on this podcast. Oh, by the way, I'll welcome Ty Smith to the program.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Ty. Brantley,
you already know
hello.
I'm here.
Brantley's here. And Kraft, hello.
Future's bright.
Love it. All right. Let's roll the dice and let's say Kraft. I think you went last this past season, so we're going to start with you.
Where do I want to start? I will go with $100 on Chris Paul to be sixth man of the year.
Wow.
At plus 2,000.
Wow.
Hot dog.
So that's a narrative pick for the Warriors to be slightly good and Chris Paul to eventually, although I think he'll end a lot of games, but I think they'll bring him off the bench at first with Looney as the five. So that's what I'm going for the narrative, for the Warriors to kind of do okay, and everybody want to give Chris Paul an award. So sixth man of the year plus 2,000.
Does anybody else have a sixth man of the year?
I do.
I do as well.
No. I don't have a sixth man of the year. Sorry.
Who's your sixth man of the year?
I Derek White. He has to indeed not start, which their lineup right now is a little iffy. But he's at plus 1,200, and I feel like if he doesn't start, I feel like Boston's going to be awesome, and he's going to be, I mean, Brogdon won it last year for them. I just think it makes a lot of sense.
I like that one as well. I just am worried that he's going to end up starting.
Are you in a traditional 100 on each bet?
Of course.
Of course.
Guys, I took hometown favorite Luke Kennard.
Ooh.
Plus 5,000. Put a little small, just sprinkle a little $50 on that.
I love it.
Just because this is fun, right?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
How much did you put on that one, brother?
Just $50.
$50?
Just a minimum bet.
Wow, I love it. So let's see, I don't know what the threshold is for starters versus coming off the bench minutes, but you got to think if it's more than half the season that he's coming off the bench that he'll be eligible. So
that's what I wrote that assumption down.
Yeah, of course. I know that you factored that in for sure. All right, I'm going to say that this is just an odds play here. I'm going to go Sacramento Kings to win the Pacific Division. They're at plus 900. That's a very, if you look at the odds, they're all fairly flat. And right now the Kings have the worst odds out of those teams, Warriors, Lakers, Clippers, Suns. So, I mean, if you're looking at a lot of teams that the public thinks are awesome, or will be awesome, but I just kind of love the odds here for the team that just won it last year and has not had a ton of turnover. And in my opinion, the teams around them have, a lot of questions still. And so I just really liked those odds. Let me see how much I'm going to put on this. It is $50 on this bet. So, yeah, to win $450.
You can go ahead and write me down for $100 on that same bet.
Oh, okay.
So I flirted with Clippers plus 550, but I just couldn't get away from the value of the Kings. And listeners will know that unfortunately I didn't take them in this, but in real life took them to win the division last year, and that was very nice.
Just running it back.
So a romantic pick by me, but I agree. Kings division plus 900, great value there.
Did anybody else have any division winners on the list?
I didn't have a division winner, but I had a division finishing place.
Oh.
Which is a very odd bet, but you can specify where you think each team will finish in their division. And I had the Knicks to finish second in their division at plus 275. Their division is Boston, Sixers, Knicks, Brooklyn, and Toronto. So the big one is them overcoming Philly.
And Ty, I really like this bet.
That goes against what I did in our over-unders, kind of. I had the Philly kind of winning a lot, but also had the Knicks winning a lot. Kraft, all right, calm down. So I like that. I like Knicks finishing second in that division.
According to my calculations over here, that is technically impossible.
I really like this bet, Ty.
I'm actually jealous of this bet as well.
Thanks, guys.
I'm definitely not
going to win.
I had another division winner. So I had the Hawks winning the division at plus 210.
Me too. Same bet. How much did you put on it?
I'm doing $100 for all 10.
Okay.
So. You see the light, Kraft. I'm trying to find their division so I can.
I have.
Basically, it's them taking over the Heat. The Heat are the favorites.
Oh, I like that too.
I have except for the Magic. 150 on them. On
Magic plus 800. I love that. Didn't bet it, but I like it.
Yep. Hawks division winner. All right, Brantley, what's another one on your list?
I'm going to go something that I know probably at least one of you is not going to love. I have some similar things on this player in particular, so I don't know if y'all want me to read both of them, but I have Dame Lillard to be the scoring leader.
Scoring champ.
So it's like that's plus 1,400 odds. So I put $100 on that. And this is just tied into it. I also have him making first-team All-NBA. He has not done that since 2017.
I like that.
I think sort of like the overall narrative with him, I sort of think he's just going to come out hot, keep it rolling. First-team All-NBA, that's plus 600 for him. So another $100 on that. So that's kind of like two separate bets around just Lillard and his season with the Bucks.
So you need one of Steph, Luka, Booker, basically. No, those are probably the leaders in the clubhouse, right? Yes. SGA maybe sort of count. Like
Embiid's the favorite right now. Oh, you're talking about
I'm talking about guards, first team All NBA. Yeah.
On the guard side, I would think it's kind of, I'm sort of betting on it maybe being like a Steph Lillard comp, Luka falling off because the Mavs suck. And
he's gonna be
Booker
out of shape.
Just kind of like the overall sort of Phoenix Suns scoring cannibalization would impact first team for him.
Yep. I like it. Ty, what's your third?
So I had a scoring leader, and it is Luka at plus 255. And honestly, Brantley, same thought. They're going to suck. Just different rationale. I think he's going to have to literally do everything. And I could see him scoring 32 points a night and then being below 500 because they have no one else.
One of my favorite bets on the board is the Suns over 3.5 for their seed going into the playoffs. So basically, if they are 4 or below, I win this bet. It's actually at plus 115. and I'm putting $150 on that because I do not think they're going to be a top three seed in the West after their disastrous regular season. Kraft, what's your next one?
So with that, I'll stick with that theme. Suns to make the play-in. I actually got this at plus 750, but unfortunately today it's listed at plus 425. But I'll still take the plus 425 odds and $100. Suns to make play-in. I have them being the 7th or 8th team in the West.
This is a bet that I have already made in real life. I'm hoping for the same Sacramento Kings luck.
Yes.
On this bet that you got last year, because they're not on my list in this contest, but
right,
they're in my heart. Ty, what's your next one?
I'm gonna go. I don't like it, but I like it. It's Rookie of the Year, Chet Holmgren, at plus 280. I think the Rookie of the Year is just 99% narrative and 1% like what actually happens, and I think the narrative gets created immediately, and I think there's already some, like, maybe Chet's the guy. Even after that preseason game that they played, Wimby, everyone's like, Wimby, but did you see Chet? I could see that kind of, like, that, you know, steam train rolling along. So I got Chet plus 280 Rookie of the Year.
Brantley, what's your next one?
I'll just follow on to the whole Rookie of the Year. I took like a big – this is just a big random swing. I actually took just an outside shot on Cam Whitmore, Rookie of the Year, plus 2,200. Just sprinkled a little $50 on that just because I don't know. It's not a good narrative, but I just sort of feel like he's going to come out hot, and I kind of like him. So that's why I did it.
He definitely has the, memorize every person taken before me type storyline already.
I'll stick with that theme and go, and this is my boring pick. I wanted to go Brandon Miller with really awesome odds for a second pick in the draft, but I'm checking out. But this is going to be my safe bet, Wimby, plus 120. I figure I'm getting plus odds with Wimby. To me, he's going to be the Rookie of the Year, except unless – injury or the Spurs decide to like not play him very much. But I think because of the Rookie of the Year, they'll pay. I bet he plays exactly 65 games and gets Rookie of the Year. So, but that's my safe bet of this group, plus 120, $100, Wimby, Rookie of the Year.
I've got on the, I'll just use another Suns fade bet. There's actually a DraftKings has a special where you can basically pit two teams against each other, and you take a side on who's going to have more wins than the other in the regular season. And I'm taking the Warriors having more wins than the Suns in the regular season. That right now is plus 160. So I was happy to get plus odds on that bet, and I'm putting $150 on that.
You must like it.
I bet.
I in fact, love it. All right, Brantley, what's your next one?
I went for a most improved player, like somebody looking to take kind of that leap, going back to more of a traditional, maybe second-year player taking a bigger leap, and I took plus 1,800 odds on Paolo.
Paolo.
Putting $100 on him. Maybe he didn't necessarily stick out in FIBA, but hopefully some of that stuff will help him, and he'll take a bigger leap this season and get an MIP.
What were the odds on this?
Plus 1,800.
And how much did you put?
$100.
100.
I had the exact same bet, so it's definitely gonna hit.
It is risky with the second year guys for most improved.
Risk it for the biscuit.
But also, at this point in time, I don't have a lot of confidence in voters these days for awards. I tend to think that we're kind of getting into this new era that is, as y'all were saying, just narrative driven. Not that it always hasn't been that way, but I just feel it progressively getting further and further entrenched in that, which makes me a little bit sad, but also at the same time, it's the reality we live in. I have a most improved candidate, and it's Tyrese Maxey. Ty, you actually, previewed this unintentionally in our last podcast on the over-unders, but I think that this, of course, is dependent upon James Harden getting traded, but I think if he does get traded, Maxey is going to go insane. And so I think that he just has that people love points per game, and I think you're going to see the most increase in points per game. And I hate to be cynical about that being the most improved driver, but it usually is. So, yeah, Maxey, most improved.
I like it.
Kraft, what's your next one?
Next one, I'll do Celtics-Bucks Eastern Conference Finals plus 285. I feel like I believe those are the two clearly best teams. They're the clear best teams in the Eastern Conference. I think the only way this messes up is if for some reason one's a four seed, but I think Celtics-Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals, the fact that that's plus was exciting to me, and it was plus 285. Loved it. Loved the value.
It's not bad. Ty, what's your next one?
I'm going to piggyback off the Paolo thing, and I'm going to have just simply Magic to make the playoffs at plus 165. I think they do it this year. I really do. I think they sneak in.
Ty, I miss all your bets being like, you know, 400 to 1.
Oh, they're coming.
Okay. Good. Didn't want the people to be disappointed. All right, Brantley, you're 6th out of 10.
I have 12, by the way. I didn't get the 10 memo, so sorry. I'm going to break your spreadsheet, but it does add up to 1,000.
I can't take 12. I have to only take 10. No. It's the rules.
Just because you won last year doesn't
matter. No, it's the rules.
I spread out $1,000, and I found 12 bets.
That's the rules.
The question is, like,
you're going to have to put
when
two
a team is missing its best player for almost a quarter of the season, still maintains a number two position, and sees improvement with players, who gets the credit for that? I think that's the head coach of your Memphis Grizzlies.
Hey,
I'm going to keep doing this every year because I do think he's a great regular season coach. TJ, coach of the year, plus 1,400, 100 bucks.
Bro, I had the same bet.
Let go.
For the same reason.
Let go.
Narrative is king, and we have the narrative this year, finally, for Taylor Jenkins to get the credit he deserves.
Make that three of us. Have
wow.
that bet. Man. For all the same reasons y'all just said.
How much did you put on yours, Brantley?
$100.
How much did you put on yours, Kraft?
It'll be $100 for all of mine.
All right. Yep. I have $50 on mine.
So I'm actually offended by the plus 1,400.
Totally agree.
You would.
Yeah.
All right, Tyus.
Yeah, I didn't have that one. Will, speaking of plus odds, let's go Desmond Bane, most threes made this season of any player, plus 3,500.
Oh, that's insulting.
One day this is going to hit.
That's great value.
I'm going to bet it. I'm betting it every year. It will. Last year, to start the season, it was like, oh my goodness. He was like second. And then he got hurt. Not this year, baby. Come on, Des.
Speaking of guys who are going to take a leap this year, I have Tyrese Haliburton to average over 24 points per game, plus 400, $50. This is a classic case of someone's got to take the shots, and I think Tyrese is going to be that guy, and I think that 24 is low for Tyrese. So, yeah, that's my next one. Brantley, make sure to save your least favorite two for the very end because they won't count.
I needed a gimme, so I wanted to do just easy money, New Orleans to miss the playoffs.
Yes.
Plus 120.
Yes.
Put $50 on that.
All right, Kraft.
Okay, so I have I thought about doing it for Defensive Player of the Year, but I'm worried because of FIBA hangover that people are going to be weird about Jaren. But I did somehow get plus 300 odds for him being the blocks per game leader.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so I will take that. To me, that's easy money. Jaren Jackson Jr. plus 300 for blocks per game leader. That he can even get injured a little bit and still get that. So blocks per game leader.
Sheesh.
Plus 300.
That's pretty good value, I'd say.
Yeah.
Ty, what's your next one?
I'm going to go off your points per game. And kind of similar, I'm going to go Kyle Kuzma to score over 24 points a game at plus 275. I think it's going to be him and Jordan Poole show just trading 30-point games. They're not going to win much, but I think Kuz is going to score a ton.
Love it. Brantley, what's your next one?
Since you're going to keep docking me on my – I'm just going to make sure it's efficient, but I have two that just go together.
Parlay, baby.
These are your number 8 and number 9 bets.
No, they're not. Well, thanks, out of 12.
Nope.
Golden State to win an NBA championship, plus 1,300, put 100 bucks on that. And the narrative alongside of that is Draymond Green to win Defensive Player of the Year, plus 2,200. He was starting to get rumblings around it last year, and I think if the Warriors do what they think they're going to do or what I think they're going to do, then it's going to center around Draymond getting some of that buzz. So 100 on both of those.
That's a painful win for you if it happens.
Did you have plus 1,200 for Draymond's?
Plus 22.
Plus 2,200.
Plus 13 for Golden State to win thing, plus 22 for Draymond to get DPOY.
Wow. All right. I have Pelicans, speaking of playoff seeding, over the 8.5 seed. So 9
what?
Seed or below. For the Pelicans.
Below. You're
9
taking the
seed,
below.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 type thing. Yeah. Plus 130. I'm putting $175 on that.
Mm.
I do not believe that this team is going to be in the top 8 in the Western
Wait,
Conference.
Wait, so you got – I had them to miss the playoffs entirely only at plus 120, and you got a couple more seeds on me and got plus 130?
Well, if – they were to, let's say, be your 7 or 8 seed, they could still theoretically miss the playoffs by losing the play-in. But I'm saying they're going to go into the play-in at 9 or 10
seed. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I like that bet, too. I probably like that one more than mine, actually.
Okay, Ty, you have two more.
I do, indeed. I'm going to save my Grizz one for last. So I'm going to say my next to last one is in-season tournament champion.
Ooh.
I have the Celtics at plus 900. I was really deciding between them and, if you listen to the previous pod, the Suns to win the in-season tournament and then miss, like, losing the first round. I think Boston comes out with just, like, so much energy. I think the Porzingis stuff looks awesome for several months until he, like, tweaks his knee. I think Joe Mazz, like, in-season tournament coaching is just not going to be as important. Matchup stuff isn't going to be important. I think they're a really good top to bottom. Like, their top 6 or 7 players are really good. I can see them kind of taking advantage of the way the in-season tournament is set up. Stakes are lower. They don't have time to choke. So I'm going to go Celtics in-season tourney winners.
I also had an in-season tournament winner.
Do you want this to be your last? Or do you want one
no,
of the other
two
to be the last?
I have two more. Cleveland to win.
This is the last one.
It doesn't add up to 1,000.
It doesn't matter.
It's only $50.
I'm going to sprinkle it evenly across all the other ones.
No. Get out of here. I have one more left.
We're about to pause for an ad break.
You were not clear in the text.
We've never done it this way.
You were not clear in the text that we could not
We've
have
done
just
it for
10.
3 years.
Okay, well, I've got an 11th one.
Oh my
and it
gosh.
Equals $1,000.
Okay, sound off in the comments. Should Brantley be allowed an extra bet?
It's about
bet?
The $1,000. It's not about the 10.
Still, you're getting better odds because it's an 11th bet.
Better odds?
Yeah. You have 11 chances. We
oh
have 10.
Oh, my gosh. This is whatever. You can have an option. You didn't say in the text that it should be 10. This is a producer error.
Sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't have assumed that you know how this contest
this
works
is,
after 3 years.
I'm one of the least detailed persons in the country, statistically.
What percentile?
I am in the 98th percentile of the least detailed people in the country.
That's okay.
Per culture index.
Here's my proposal to you. If you win the 11th bet and it puts you over, then you will
it's
split
my biggest bet.
The championship with whoever the second place
it's
was.
My biggest bet. What, this is
so
hilarious.
You'll be a co-champion. You'll be a co-champion if you win.
Can we take a vote roll? Do y'all care about this? Do you care?
I abstain.
Oh my gosh.
This is
great pod.
I'm staying out of this.
Just like move on. This is great pod.
Okay, great. We'll just hear your bet and then you can pick. We'll figure it out later. So Cleveland in-season tournament champ
at $50.
Okay,
Cleveland.
Yeah.
At what? What
50
odds?
Bucks. plus 1,300.
Okay.
Ooh. I was just trying to think of a young, stupid team that will care about this tournament. It's yeah, them.
For sure.
I like that.
Kraft, you and I have two left.
Yep.
You go for it.
Okay, so
Kraft, is this your Grizz parlay?
No. I mean, I'm leaving
Jenkins
a Grizz
coach
one
of the
for
year,
last.
Ja first team, us as the one seed, us to win our division, us to win the conference, us to win the championship.
I looked at parlays. I was struggling with parlays. Like, honestly, so I have a Nugget-centric one that I wanted to parlay, but for some reason they weren't letting me parlay both a Jokic MVP and Nuggets as NBA champions pick. So I'm just going to do Nuggets as title winners plus 550. I think they're pretty clearly an amazing team. I'm surprised it's plus 550. So I'm going to go that $100. But I also was really looking at Jokic. I can't believe he's plus 450, especially since he should have won last year.
Yep.
For the narrative, I also look at Tatum. I can't believe Tatum is plus 800, plus 750 on some. So that's pretty crazy too. But I'll just go with the Nuggets as NBA champions.
And
plus
what's, 550. What's your last bet? We'll close them out here.
My last bet is Grizzlies as the one seed in the West, plus 1,500.
Wait. Oh, never mind. Never mind. You're right.
You're right. Plus 1,500, at least according to one of the sites. So if I get better odds, I'll take this. But plus 1,500, $100, Grizzlies one seed.
Love it.
Love the value. I don't necessarily know if that'll be the case or not, but I love the value there.
I have... let's see, the Grizzlies most regular season wins in the league.
Oh, okay. So you're going even farther.
4,500, plus 4,500. Yeah. I put 25 bones on that one.
Yeah, the Celtics scared me away. I looked at that one hard, though.
Yeah. So, and I'm trying to find, I really am trying to find the one that I have not mentioned yet, but I can't locate it. So, Ty, I'm going to pass it over to you for your 10th.
Grizz-centric, I have a bet for the Grizz to finish anywhere with 46 to 49 wins at plus 300. I just really like that win total. I think it's very, very likely. So I like the plus 300 odds there.
It's going to be tough for us to be the one seed with 49 wins, Ty.
Well, two people are going to be wrong in this scenario, and I'm not one of them.
All right, Will, I don't want to break your freaking accounting brain over there, so get rid of my Cam Whitmore Rookie of the Year bet, and I moved my monies around because my last one was the one that I wanted to do, and I have $200 on Jokic to win MVP.
Ooh.
So my biggest bet.
I think that's and, that was
– And I just – and I added $50 of my Cam Whitmore to New Orleans to miss the playoffs because they – Suck.
New Orleans to miss the playoffs for $100, and then the Jokic odds you said were
200
at plus 500 for his
450, I think is what it is.
Got it. Okay.
Submit
sweet.
Into your dictatorship.
Thank you. You're now eligible to win, so that's really exciting.
Just let the record show.
Okay. I think I am. My brain is broken. Because I can't find why I don't have 10, but I've said them all, and I will be copying and pasting them over into the spreadsheet here. So to review, we have, I'll start with Ty. We've got Derek White, sixth man of the year, plus 1,200. Knicks second in the division, 275. Luka scoring champ, plus 255. Shet, rookie of the year, plus 280. Paolo Banchero, MIP, not what you're thinking, plus 1,800. Magic to make the playoffs, plus 165. Desmond Bane, most threes, it's going to hit, maybe, plus 3,500. Kyle Kuzma, 24 plus points, plus 275. Celtics in-season tournament champs, plus 900. Grizzlies, 46 to 49 wins. Did you say that was plus 300? Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. Brantley, Luke Kennard, sixth man of the year, plus 5,000. Dame scoring champ, 14 to 1. Dame first team All NBA, plus 600. Jokic MVP, plus 450. Paolo Banchero, also most improved player, plus 1,800. Taylor Jenkins, coach of the year, plus 1,400. New Orleans Pelicans to miss the playoffs, plus 120. Golden State Warriors to win the championship, 13 to 1. Draymond, defensive player of the year, 22 to 1. Cleveland in season tournament champions, plus 1,300. I had the Hawks to win the division, plus 210. The Grizzlies to win the division. That's the one I didn't say. Plus 140. Suns over 3.5 seed, plus 115. Kings division winner, plus 900. Grizzlies most regular season wins plus 4,500. Warriors more wins than Suns plus 160. Pelicans over 8.5 seed plus 130. Tyrese Maxey most improved 10-1. Taylor Jenkins coach of the year 14-1. And Tyrese Haliburton to average 24 plus points per game at 4-1. And Kraft. Chris Paul, sixth man of the year at 20-1. Kings division winner at 9-1. Hawks division winner at plus 210. Suns to make the play-in, plus 425. Victor, rookie of the year, plus 120. Celtics, Bucks, Eastern Conference Finals, plus 285. Taylor Jenkins, coach of the year, 14-1. Jaren, blocks per game leader, plus 300. Nuggets to repeat at plus 550. And Grizzlies, top seed in the West at 15-1. Just to see what's available out there to win. If you were to win every single bet, Brantley, you'd win $13,870. I would Ty, you would win $99.50. I would win $51.40, and Kraft would win $86.90. So yeah, those are our NBA futures bets. We will be tracking it all this season. We'll keep you updated towards the end as things start to crystallize. But thanks for joining us, and we got a Grizzlies prediction episode coming up next, so refresh your feeds.
Part 3!
It's coming to you soon. If you didn't know, we're recording all these in one night, so it's going to be really fun for this next one. All right, tune in.